You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. The Census Bureau estimates that just over 17% of U.S. adults aged 18 and older are unsure about or have already decided against receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. Experts say that level of vaccine hesitancy could make it difficult for the country to reach herd immunity. I spoke with local experts about vaccine hesitancy and how to talk to undecided friends and family about getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Jill Bolster-White is the executive director of Transitions Mental Health Association in San Luis Obispo. She says her teenage son and daughter just got the Pfizer vaccine, which has emergency approval for 12 to 15-year-olds.
For us, it was looking at sort of the risk analysis and what we thought were the unknowns about not being vaccinated and getting COVID and some of the concerns and unknowns that were connected there, but also the limitations that we think come along with not being vaccinated. And so the kinds of things that prevents them from being able to do, seeing family and friends who are older or who are in that health risk category, participating in events. I know schools are contemplating whether or not to require vaccines. Workplaces are having that same discussion. And so I think the preponderance of the evidence for us made it really make sense to have our whole family get vaccinated.
Bolster-White says Transition's role as a mental health provider means vaccines were a priority for her staff and clients.
People who have mental illness actually have a lower longevity. So they don't live as long. Generally, they have higher health issues, tend to be low income. So those were other reasons that we were wanting to make vaccines available for our clients and for staff.
Bolster-White says her biggest tip in convincing hesitant people to get the vaccine is by recommending they talk to their doctor if they have one.
My big tip is talk to your doctor, talk to your children's pediatrician, talk to your own primary care provider. They are the best people. They know you. They know the best advice. They have really looked at the science behind these vaccines. And so I think talking to your healthcare provider is probably the best way to get the information that you're and answer the questions that you might have.
Dr. Tamara Battle is a pediatrician and board chair of Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center. We should note that Tenet Health, which operates Sierra Vista, is a KCBX underwriter. Battle says the best way to talk to hesitant patients is by explaining the science.
I try to educate with information, with factual information, and this is a vaccine. It's an mRNA or messenger RNA vaccine. It doesn't stay within a system. The way that it functions is to help our body design a protein that can then recognize if COVID comes into our body. And then our body dispenses with that information, with the information to code the protein. So there's not anything that's lingering. This is not a live vaccine.
Battle says there are a few common myths that come up with hesitant patients. One being that vaccines cause infertility or negatively affect pregnant women.
The recommendation from the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology is to not withhold the COVID-19 vaccine from any pregnant or nursing mother.
Just like Bolster-White, Battle encourages anyone with questions or concerns about the vaccine to talk to their doctor.
And I encourage anyone who has questions to make an appointment with their pediatrician to voice what myths or what their friends or what they've seen on the internet, what data they've seen there versus what's factual, what are we seeing in person, and to have a more personalized answer to the concerns that they have.
Those who don't have access to healthcare services can get their questions answered at emergencyslow.org. As part of a local effort to address vaccine hesitancy, San Luis Obispo County started an effort to name members of the community as vaccine champions. People and organizations who spread the word about the benefits of getting vaccinated. Paul Worsham is the chairman of the San Luis Obispo Veteran Services Collaborative and a vaccine champion.
We started referring to this as the war at home, and that has been our approach to marshal all of our resources. And when you're in a war, it's all in or nothing. So that has been our approach to being a vaccine champion.
Part of being a vaccine champion, Worsham says, is convincing other veterans to get the vaccine through leading by example.
We felt a sense of duty to not only get vaccinated ourselves, but to encourage all of the veterans and their families, their dependents, to get vaccinated as well.
Worsham says one way he's helped convince hesitant veterans to get the vaccine is by appealing to a sense of duty.
I think that's essentially what is driving us. It is a sense of duty. It is something that we learned as part of our military experience. It becomes part of our core, whether the duty is to our employer or to our family or to our community. Sense of duty is what a veteran is all about.
You can find more information about COVID-19 vaccines locally at slocounty.ca.gov. For KCBX News, I'm Benjamin Perper.